question.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord God, that the Spirit of the Almighty God is upon us. We thank you, Lord, that you have anointed us to anointed us to deliver good news unto your people. We thank you, Lord God, that your anointing has blessed us, Lord God, to bring strength and healing to the brokenhearted, Lord, and to set the captive free. We thank you, Lord God, that there's unity in the Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that there's healing to the brokenhearted. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that we are the delivered of the Lord, that we are righteous vessels of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you have sanctified us holy and set us apart as your royal priesthood, as your holy nation, as your peculiar people. We thank you, Lord God, that you set us aside to do exploits and great works to bring glory to your kingdom. We thank you, Lord God, that we build up the waste places. We thank you, Lord, that we set the captive free. We thank you, Lord God, that we liberate those that are bound. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your power is present to heal even now on this call tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that your power is present, Lord God, to deliver those that are bound. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are using us to bring liberty as we expand, Lord God, and globalize the prophetic. We thank you, Lord God, that we submit under authority, that we are one in the Spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, for obedience in our hearts. In Jesus' name, Prophetess Naomi, open up the line and let us pray over in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, with humble hearts, we come to you, Lord Jesus, and unbend you, Father, exalted King of glory, giving you thanks for the pure blood that cleanses the blood that is applied to our hearts. That is covering our lives and homes and families, and Lord, the body of Christ, even the nation, Father, that is all before you. And we thank you, Father, for your grace that is sufficient. We thank you for healing, which is the children's bread, and you are our balm that's in Gilead. And knowing, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes you already healed, divine, holy, and perfect, as is concerned in us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for spiritual leaders, even as they should be burned at joy. and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, to your point of your anointing, your point of your wisdom, Father, your spirit and might, and the fear of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine and supernatural increase. We thank you for divine breakthroughs in the families, Father. You're touching even Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, that you're strengthening, they're rejuvenating them in their youthfulness, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for covering the Barron family, the Jordan family in its entirety, Father, the blood, and your angels and a mighty assignment, Father, of protection and camping around about families and homes. And my God, bring ultimate deliverance and breakthroughs, Father, to the lives of your people. We thank you, Father. We see it. We call it forth, my God, from the east, west, north, and south, that prosperity now. Send now prosperity, we decree and declare it, Father. And Lord, we thank you. Send the prosperity even now to the lives of your people and prosper in the work and the hands of the lives of your people, even now, and others of the church. We thank you for your blessed Holy Spirit that is ministering in it through our lives, my God, as we open them up, your fullness, my God, with a mouthful and wisdom. In the name of Jesus, and let your healing virtue flow, even in homes, Father. Even, Lord, where there's a void, my God, we are covering with your blood tonight, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that we can abide under the shadow of your mighty wings, knowing that, Father, you are a refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in time of trouble. And we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. We thank you, even. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
And Father, we just thank you for the strength and the unity of everyone on this line. We thank you for the unity of the every family member that's represented. Father, we thank you for the strength that guides them daily. Father, we thank you for the prosperity that shall keep them moving forward from one day to another. Father, we thank you for Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the vision of poem. We thank you for the vision of prophecology. Father, we thank you for the healing and strength for every prayer that's been uttered. Father, we thank you for the good report. Father, just cover my great nieces, the twins, Janae and Jaleesa. Father, thank you for just bringing my other great niece to a point of healing and strength as she had that back surgery. Father, I thank you for the prayers of everyone that was on this line that covered her even when she was in that five-hour surgery. But Father, we just thank you for the good report that she's back home and she's doing well. Father, I just thank you for life. I thank you for life. I thank you for the destinies of everyone on this line. May they just walk in perfect peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, I thank you, God, that this is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you, God, for this opportunity and this privilege that you have given unto us, O God. Father, I thank you, O God, for our spiritual leader, Master Prophet Jordan, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, I ask you to continue, Lord God, to strengthen them. Continue, dear Lord, to use them in your own special way. We just thank you, God, for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that you have bring unto them, dear Lord. God, we thank you, God, for Mother Mary Jordan, oh God. We thank you, God, for Mother Mary Berrien. Lord, we thank you for them, Lord. Lord, women of wisdom, Father, continue to bless them. Continue to heal them, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the rest of the family, the Jordan's family, the Berrien's family. Bless each and every one, oh God. We pray and cover them under the blood and put a hedge of protection around them, oh God. Father God, I pray, oh God, for my family. Oh God, I pray, God, to continue to bless and keep them, Lord. Cover them under the blood in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for each and every one on this line. Lord God, you know all our circumstances and Lord God, and concerns. And we thank you that you are our burden bearer. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you answer all our cries. We thank you, God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we give you praise, oh God, tonight. Lord, Father God, we know that you'll supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. And we give you thanks. Father God, we pray, O God, for the sick and the shut in, O God. Lord, we ask, O God, for healing. We ask for provision. Father, we thank you for unity and strength and breakthrough for your people, O God. Father, we wait upon you. And Lord, we just thank you for your many blessings that you've bestowed us with. Lord, have your way, God. Holy Spirit, take control and take over. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we give you reverence this morning. We want to just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in each and every one of our lives and even our family's lives. Lord, we thank you, God, for representing every family. We represent everyone there in our communities, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for the unity. We thank you, God, for the peace. We thank you, God, for the love. We thank you, God, for togetherness, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you will continue to cause us to come together, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives now and what you've yet to do, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you would touch and meet every need, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you would give divine healing, divine increase, God, work every area. Lord, we thank you, God, for Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan. We thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you, God, for signs and wonders following Zoe Ministry, God. Lord, we pray, God, that we will represent God in a positive way, in a pure way, in a holy way, God. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing. We thank you for the children. We thank you for the family. We thank you, God, for Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you, God, for Mother Barry, and Lord, we thank you, God, for each and every one of us. And Lord, we pray, God, that you will move by your Spirit like never before in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, God, for the victory over all works of darkness. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is turned back. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we thank you, Lord God, that we stand together and we bind the forces of the enemy and we push the enemy back, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we defeat darkness, Lord God, and we shine the light of glory. We shine the light of holiness. We shine the light of faithfulness. You said if we submit ourselves to God, we can resist the enemy and he shall flee. You said one will chase 1,000 and two will put 10,000 to flight. And we thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is put to flight tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for total victory, total healing, total breakthrough. Thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of your glory. We thank you, Lord God, that every dormant gift is stirred up and awakened in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for fresh oil. We thank you, God, for every yoke being destroyed by your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for the generational curses being destroyed. Lord God, from the fruit to the root, we glorify you, Lord God, for prophecology and what you're doing and what you're preparing for your people. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop who you've raised up, who you've stirred up, Lord God, who you've awakened, Lord God, to the things of God. We thank you for the fresh download of your fresh revelation knowledge, Lord God. We thank you for the new books, the writings that are coming forth. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan standing by his side faithfully, God, that you're strengthening her, Lord God, that you're undergirding her and covering her, Lord God. We even thank you for the new writings coming forth even through her. We thank you for the things that you're doing through her, Lord God, and how you're raising her up to train the women, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless our parents. We speak strength to them, healing to them. For our elders, we're covering them, Lord God. We thank you for binding up the brokenhearted, Lord God, and this relieving those who are grieving, Lord God. We're comforting those that are mourning, Lord God. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day, this opportunity to be with the saints once again. Father, we thank you for this open space, Lord. There's no value we can put on this opportunity to pray together, Lord. We thank you for your wisdom in these days, Father, Lord. We thank you for a sound understanding of all things having to do with our livelihood and our kingdom of the body of God, Father, from politics to health to wealth to fitness, Lord. Thank you for encouraging us and exposing us to ways to preserve ourselves, Lord, ways to train our children how to preserve themselves, Father, ways to keep creative, Lord, even in times of heartache in the mind and the body, Father. Lord, we thank you for the arts, Father, Lord. Continue to grow the arts here in Zoe Ministries, Father. Continue to grow the arts in our communities, Father, in our school systems, Father. Lord, continue to show the essence, Lord, of you in every way, form, and shape, Father, through the arts, through dance, through drawing, through technology, Father, Lord. Let there be opportunities for our children and the next generation to grow and to thrive and to make things their own and to be entrepreneurs and to be generators and movers and shakers because of the creativity that they're able to tap into as a result of just following your path, Father. So we thank you, lastly, for the opportunity to be a prophet, Lord, what that is, what that means to the kingdom of God, Father. And we thank you for the master prophet, Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, for taking the word of the Lord and moving forward in it and not being afraid of what was unknown at the time and still is mostly unknown, Lord, that they continue to push the ball forward. And, Lord, as we are part of that team, Father, let us be invested with the spirit of prophecy, so, Lord, that in these new days, Father, we'll speak the word of the Lord in every corner of the earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen. And, Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you, Father, for this day. For we know that this is the day that you have made, Father, so we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for the covering, Father, and we thank you for our leaders, Father God, and we lift them up even now, and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. We thank you for Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, Father God. We lift her up even now, Father God, and we thank you for Pastor Mother Mary Berry and Father God even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for touching the elderly, Father God. We thank you for keeping them even now, Father God. And we thank you for the divine healing, Father God, that you're shewing even unto their bodies, Father God. We thank you for touching even our children, Father God, and touching even those that are teaching our children and educating them, Father God. We thank you for keeping them and keeping their minds, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for reconnecting families, Father God, and we thank you for touching families, Father God, even now, Father God, even those that have turned their backs on you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your hand of grace and your hand of mercy, Father God, to turn their heart and hearts, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, even over the minds of our youth, Father God, even over the minds of those in my generation, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for them, Father God, and we thank you for their uniqueness and for their contribution. And we thank you, Father God, that you may show them your will and your way, Father God, and the plan and purpose that you have for them, Father God, plans to give them a future, Father God, and a hope, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now, Father God, for touching, Father God, even my precious daughter, Father God, and we thank you for touching my wife, Father God. Lift them up before you now, Father God, and I thank you for covering them and favoring them, Father God. I lift up even the company of prophets now to you, Father God, and I thank you for touching each and every prophet that's on this line, Father God, and even those that have not made it on this line, Father God. We thank you for keeping them, Father God, and touching them, Father God, and giving them exactly what they need, Father God, and being there each and every time. We thank you, Father God, for touching even the fivefold ministry and touching each and every leader, Father God. We thank you for strengthening them, Father God, as they continue to do your work and do your will and shepherd your people, Father God. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity tonight to agree in prayer together. Thank you for continued breakthroughs, Lord. Thank you for continued direction, Lord God. Continue to shift our mindsets, Lord God, to think big and allow you to accomplish your will in and through us and not play small, Lord, but to allow you to work your greatness in and through us, Father God, the plans for good that you have for us, and not limit you in any way. Give us that perseverance and strength to stand on your word, Lord God, and the promises from your word, and the words of the Lord that have been given, Lord God, and look not to the left or to the right or at the circumstances, but continue to trust you and trust the work that you are doing in and through us. Thank you for your favor, Lord. Thank you for prosperity and even a new joy and excitement in our hearts, Lord God, as you move us forward. Continue to have your protection all around us, Lord God, and help us to be witnesses and a testimony to all those around us, our friends, acquaintances, and our family members, Lord God, that they will see that your hand of favor is upon us, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high, even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for allowing us to have wisdom and understanding, Father. Father, we thank you for obedience. We thank you for structures and discipline even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps as we come and as we go, Father God. Father God, blow a fresh wind of peace in our lives and our hearts and our spirits even now, Father God. Father, thank you for the opportunity to continue to ask and request these things even now, Father God. Father God, cover our families and our loved ones even now, Father God. Cover those that aren't on the line even now, Father God. Father God, touch all of those lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you and I love you. And thank you for my King. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day, I want to say thank you. Thank you for not only allowing us to see another day, Lord, but I'm asking, Lord, that you give us unity in our minds, that you give us unity in our faith, that you continue to strengthen us in every good word and deed, Lord. For our pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Lord, for it is you who continues to order our steps each and every day in each and every way, for you are the way maker, Lord. And I'm thanking you in advance for all the abundance and the manifold blessings that you will release and bring forth, Lord. Thank you for every family on this line. And thank you also for the ones that are not currently present. Father God, I'm also lifting up Pastor Prophetess Masterine Cohen to you and Prophet Cecil Smart and the Shekinah International Ministries family to you as well, Lord. And thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, as we come to you, Lord, humbly, as we know how this morning, Lord God, we thank you for a new day. We thank you for our limbs, and Lord God, we thank you for the air that we breathe today. We thank you for our family members, Lord God, that are representative here as well, Lord God, and I thank you for my sister, Lord God, that's recovering from her surgery, Lord God. I thank you for her and my nephew and nieces, Lord God. I thank you for their journey, Lord God. I thank you for the Archbishop Ebenor Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Darian. Lord God, we thank you for them. We thank you for them guiding them and leading them into this platform, Lord God, to venture out into the prophetic, Lord God, and to globalize the prophetic, Lord God, with the company of prophets, Lord God. I thank you for the company of prophets that are represented here on this line, Lord God, and we forever give you the praise, amen and amen, and for the sick and shut in, amen.
Next prophet, Prophetess Joyce Hartley.
Oh, amen, amen. Father God, thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, God, because we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. And we want to give you all glory, oh God. Thank you, God, for being our refuge in a time of trouble, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you give us to continue to move on in our calling and to our destiny and what you have for us to do, oh God. God, we thank you, God, that truly you respect the lowly and the proud you know afar off, oh God. Oh God, we want to give you our honor and praise and thank you, God, for hearing our cry and answering our cry, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. And we want to thank you, oh God, for the season of increase, increase, increase. Thank you, God. And thank you, God, for the season of turnaround, God. Thank you, God, for relationship healing, God. And thank you, God, for being our source and our supply, oh God. And thank you, God, for freedom, freedom in all areas of our lives, oh God. And for covering, thank you, God, for covering our family and covering us as well, God, with your blood, oh God. And thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, God. And look on the sick and shed in, oh God. And God, thank you, God, because whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because God, when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, oh God. Thank you so much. In Jesus' mighty and wonderful name, amen and amen and amen. And Father God, we come to you on another day just to say thank you, just to give you praise and just to say thank you for all the things you've been doing in our lives and in our family's life, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for everyone that is listening on this conference call and those that are representing their family members and friends on this line, God. Father God, I ask that our prayers be sweet to your ears, God. Let it comfort you, God. Let it touch you in a special way, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for every breakthrough you're doing and even breaking through blue. I thank you, God, for even making us all of a conqueror, God, and an overcomer, God, of all situations and circumstances, because we do not let our situations and circumstances define us. Father God, you get the praise and every praise that is in our lives, God. Father God, I thank you for having us planted in your word, God. I thank you for having us rooted in your love, God. I thank you, God, for putting a hedge of protection over our lives and over our family's life, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for even our children, God, and even work that you're doing, God. Cover them and protect them during this summer vacation, God. Cover and protect them and favor them in this season, God. Father God, I ask that you even look over those that can't do for themselves, God, that you send a special angel to them, to their aid, God. We ask that you even comfort them, God. Father God, put the resources and let us open our eyes so that we can see the resources, God. Let us be able to claim the victory, because we know that victory is all around us, Father God. Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Pastor? Pastor Deborah? Amen.
We're here.
Amen. All right. All right. Well, we'll continue to pray. I guess Pastor Deborah's line just dropped. But Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing in our lives continuous, God. We ask that, God, that this will be a prosperous and a victorious week in your name, God. And that we know that all things are working together for your good right now, God. Father God, we know that this is our time and our season to rise up and to keep rising up. And Father God, that we know that this is our destiny. This is our time. This is our time to do what you have called us to do, God. We thank you, God, for every prophetic word that is over our lives and that has been spoken to our lives, God. Remember our seed, God. Remember our prayers, God. Hear us, God. Hear our seed, God. And Father God, you know that you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all the prayers and every utterance that have been said on this call today. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are perfecting those things that concern us, Father. Because, Father, as we begin to lift our voice up like a trumpet, Father, we will proclaim your name and we will give you the praise and the honor. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just anoint us afresh. Give us new strength, Father. Give us joy, unspeakable joy, Father. Father, we say in the name of Jesus, have your way in our life, Father. Cause us to become movers and shakers for your name and for your glory. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you in the matchless name of Jesus, Father, that you're bringing and sending your angels ahead of us for safety and protection. Father, we thank you, Lord, even as we move and navigate through this week, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for uncommon favor in everything that we move towards, touch, or think about. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the uncommon favor. Favor shall surround us and favor shall go before us in the name of Jesus. Father, allow this summer, as we move towards this summer, Father, allow it be one of the best summers that we have ever experienced concerning your people. And Father, allow us, Father, as we move forward, whatever we touch, Father, cause it to prosper, because Father, we want to give your name the glory, the honor, and the thanks now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. We're prophetess name, we're going to decrease so that you can increase. You can give the people of God the announcement. Once again, family, we want to honor you and thank God for you, for your stance, and for your prayers. Let us keep on keeping on as a family and as a community in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, family. I love you. Peace.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Just want to give a few announcements, and we're all people of God. We will be back here at 9 a.m. Also, submit your prayer request by going to PastorDeborahJordan.com. That's right. You can go submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Submit your prayer request, and Pastor Deborah will get those prayer requests. And knowing that she is always praying and then standing with us. Is there any other announcement from any other
Yes and yes. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi. I just want to invite the people of God to come and join us later on today at 12 noon on this same conference line for our Pop Life radio show. It's going to be Talk Tuesday with our very own Prophet Prentice, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, and myself. And the topic is going to be success as a habit. So come and join us. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you all. Also want to let it remind everyone, check your emails, because there's special information and things that God has for our lives. I want to say good night and God bless. Good night.